Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day on this, our anniversary week of the Small Business Advocate Show. 17 years we're celebrating, and we're doing it almost entirely with people who've been with us since the beginning, our original founding members of our Brain Trust, which includes our good friend and our guest this half hour, Bert Folsom. Burton W. Folsom is the author of so many books, books that are still, that have been out for a while, that are still selling, many of them, and including two new ones, New Deal or Raw Deal. And that's the one on the history of Franklin Roosevelt, President Roosevelt. And then the follow-up to that, FDR Goes to War, which is the one he co-authored with Anita Folsom, the beautiful and highly intelligent Anita Folsom. And he's the resident historian in the Brain Trust, teaching history at Hillsdale College in Michigan. He's our good friend, Bert Folsom. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, good to be with you on this 17th anniversary week.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, I remember when we first got together after I wrote an article on minimum wage for the Wall Street Journal.
Yep.
You called
yep.
me up, and we started interviewing.
Absolutely, I wanted to know what you had to think. And you've taught it. You've been my baseline for my understanding of and my arguments that I have made against raising minimum wage. In fact, against the concept of minimum wage. I've
right.
used your historical, the groundings of your historical facts that you gave us back in those days. For years, I've used that in my writing and on my show and in face to face discussions with other people about it. I've appreciated that very much. Bert, one of the things I want you to do real quick here in this segment is I want you to put in perspective the most recent election, the second midterm election of President Obama. As I wrote in one of my articles, it's never the second midterm election, with the exception of Bill Clinton, has always been an unfortunate event for the president's party in office, the president, whichever party the president belonged to. But you wrote an article recently that had a comparison all the way back to 1938. Talk to us about that.
Right. You are right on the Clinton case. His is an exception. But remember that Clinton, in the midterm before the one he made a slight
right.
gain, that they lost over 50 seats.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that was recapturing some seats that were lost. But the article I compare to in my blog is the Franklin Roosevelt election after he was in office for 6 years. He lost 80 seats in the House, over 80 seats, and 8 Senate seats. It looks
wow.
like about 8 Senate seats, maybe even 9, are what the Democrats are going to lose. And in both cases, there was a lot of hubris that went into that. Roosevelt tried to pack the Supreme Court and had shown a desire to really increase the federal government. That was being resisted by Congress, and the Supreme Court resisted it by knocking down a couple of his programs, the AAA for Agriculture and the National Recovery Act, struck both of them down. The National Recovery Act, by a 9-0 vote, they
wow.
struck down. And Roosevelt was retaliating by trying to pack the court, and the voters sent a very clear message in that election. President Obama also has much executive overreach, and that's been unpopular. And we see more coming, perhaps, with the immigration bill. In any case, this midterm was a debacle for the Obama
yeah.
campaign.
Let me ask you a question. In 1938, this is really a great example, a way to compare these two presidents. In 1938, after his midterm that you just related, do you think President Roosevelt got the message from the voters?
Well, not really, and that's the problem here is that there isn't a lot of creative juice sometimes to understand one's failings.
Yeah.
But all of us have this issue. Jim, you see it in business a lot, that people will go with the same business plan. You were talking about that in the age of the customer.
Well, it's exactly right. It's hidebound.
Yeah. It's not hidebound. The age of the seller as much as the age of the customer.
Yeah.
And Roosevelt and Obama both, for whatever reasons, had trouble pivoting from that. They wanted to believe that it was a fluke, that the Republicans...
Right. So Roosevelt, even in those days, Roosevelt had the same disease that President Obama seems to have right now,
right,
and that is not realizing that denial is not just a river in Egypt.
Yes, and Roosevelt said, Jim Farley, his Postmaster General, recorded this in a book he wrote. He said, if Roosevelt came into the cabinet meeting, we were all expecting some kind of change of course. And he said, no.
Go ahead, quickly.
He said, no, this is all the elections were the result of local circumstances.
Sounds like, some things keep repeating themselves, don't they, ladies and gentlemen?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.